Hey man, we going to the titty bar?
No, we're not going to the titty bar.
What the fuck?
Welcome to Misinformation This Week. I'm Zach.
I'm Willie.
Jesus Christ. Adam?
Hello?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Adam's here too. I think he got kicked out of his house tonight, so he's going to be hanging out. We need to find out that guy's name on the Tom Green Show. Not Glenn Humplick, but the other guy.
The coffee dude.
Yeah, the guy who just drinks coffee.
I never was.
You're the one who came up with the fucking comparison.
Weller.
Dude, you're going to have to talk a little louder. We only got two mics today. Oh, damn. Oh, dude, get out of my bubble. Come on. So this week's show hopefully will go off technically better than last week's show. Because fuck you and your idea to use Carl.
Hey, he did a good job the first, what, hour?
Hour and a half, maybe. Until he got about 3/4 of the way through his bottle of nitrane. And then it just all went down, straight down the fucking pooper.
It could have been that 8 ball he bought him.
Yeah, it was a good idea, people, but don't do it.
No. You know, one of the guys that listens to the show said he saw a labor ready right down the street from his house, and he had to chuckle. I'm like, don't laugh at those fuckers, man. They'll fucking shiv you in the neck. No, honestly, it was my fault. I don't know what the fuck happened when I was editing last week, but somehow about 30 minutes from the end of the show, all the fucking levels on the music went straight to full volume, so all you could hear was music. I fixed it, and the right file's up now, so if you want to catch that part of the show, go check it out. But
was it good music?
Yeah, it's always good music. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying. I don't fucking believe anything you say right now. You're dead to me. The music is always good. It's always good.
I got shanked in a parking lot of a Panera Bread, and now you're fucking... Good thing I gave you that bear mace. Carl would have killed
you. Hey, the important part is I got my fucking laptop back. I mean, that guy, he was in love with that no-toothed hooker. I'm telling you. He's fuck Carl. Fuck Carl and your idea, Weller.
I meant well.
We're all lucky to fucking be alive right now.
Next time we're going to Home Depot.
Yeah. So we can have a guy cut the fucking show together. It's like, hey, man, what kind of music do you want me to use, man? I guess we know what song is going to be in the background there. All right, so what's going on this week, guys? Anything?
No.
You fucking know how to drive a podcast, right?
No,
the
actually, I lied. I do have something this week.
Like, to start
usually
off?
Usually I say nothing, so I have to say nothing, but yeah, I have something.
Okay.
You brought something to the table.
All right.
Yes, cool. I brought stuff.
What do you got for us?
All right, so I'm at work, bored. I work with people that are all in college, and they all have dreams and talk about making millions of dollars and stupid college shit that everybody thinks in college.
Do you mock them?
I was one of them. It's just funny as you get older, you start changing.
Yeah, luckily we're all past the hopes and dreams stage of our life.
After a few years after college, you start to realize that shit won't change and that realism sets in. And,
like, if you want insurance and a steady paycheck, you got to give up on your hopes and dreams.
Basically, but I'm still thinking, like, so I'm listening to all these people talk about what they want to do with their lives. I'm like, you know, I work at my job's not that glamorous, but I still have 4 days off. I make enough to pay for my own house. I don't have it that bad. But with that said,
in the ghetto,
yeah, but it's my own place.
Well, that's true.
Your neighborhood was on the news the other day, my friend.
I heard a rumor that some dude in my street's car was, or some chick or car was stolen and burnt in that cemetery.
In the over on Fairview Cemetery,
yeah,
where the Buffy Cemetery with the huge headstones and the mausoleums,
yep,
and shit.
No,
the cemetery by my house.
Creepiest.
Oh,
yeah,
like Elmwood. Fairview. No. Elmwood? Is that by his? Apparently we're just going to... People who don't live here are loving this shit right now. Like, hey, let's run through all the names of the Waterloo cemeteries. This will be fun for everybody involved.
Fairview is the freaky one.
Fairview's the one over by the ballpark. Where the... Yeah, where they play the baseball.
Yeah, there's mausoleums and shit, man.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. So,
anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so what? Continue.
Evidently, some 18-year-old girl had her car stolen. It was like a new car. And they drove it a block to the cemetery and it burnt the whole fucking thing.
Whoa! Like on fire? Burned,
yeah,
on fire?
You ever had any of your shit stolen?
Not my own personal stuff, but my girlfriend's car was broken into and my friend's spark plugs were stolen out of his snowmobile.
So wait, your old lady's car got broken into at your house?
She, well, technically she was stupid and left the car unlocked, which you never do anywhere ever. I don't care where you are, you don't leave your car unlocked.
Mm. Smittix. Smittix, what are you guys drinking? Corona?
It's light. Free.
Corona light.
I'm watching my figure.
I'm watching it too.
Expand.
So they just burned the shit out of her car. Right. Did she leave it unlocked too?
I have no idea.
Was this girl your old lady?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you knock her up yet?
Nope.
Okay, good. Continue.
So talking about all these dreams, and I'm thinking,
speaking of squash dreams,
there is something I still would want to do before I die, and it would be to be named the bad boy of something.
Just anything? Or?
I don't care what it is. I really don't care. Just as long as, even for a day, if just for one day, I can like be an 8-year-old guy and be like, you know, at one point in my life, I was the bad boy of something.
Be like, I'm the bad boy of curling.
I'm the bad boy of hamster breeding.
All right, you know, yeah. Just for example, ooh, like,
there were some badass hamsters. Who bred them? That was quite obviously Weller, the bad boy of hamster breeding.
We all know back in the day, Dennis Rodman, of course, basketball. You've got Dave Blaine. Of magic.
David Blaine, the bad boy of magic.
Sorry, Chris Angel, but yeah, Dave Blaine's the badass.
I want to see those two fight.
Chris Angel can't be a bad boy of anything with that faggoty ass lisp he's
got.
He
wears
going
too
on.
Much, like, fucking
jewelry. Eyeliner?
Yeah, jewelry, makeup. It's like, yeah.
David Blaine fucking cracks me up because he talks like you used to talk. All right, now I'm going to make your cock disappear.
He was a slow, retarded kid at one point in time.
Haven't you ever seen David Blaine do his fucking magic?
No.
They say he holds his breath for 7 minutes. It's just because he talks so slow.
He's always half asleep.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like he's like on downers all the time.
I don't trust magicians.
I've got this chicken, and I'm going to make its head disappear.
It's like he's always in the process of shitting.
Yeah.
That's how he talks next.
Only it's like not like he's
like always mid dump. Yeah, it's like on its way out already. Yeah. So he's not forcing it, it's on its way out,
like,
but he's still in the process of shitting.
It's like he's going to hit release eventually. And then you've got Chris Angel who's like, I'm going to make this disappear.
So Chris Angel talks like he's taking something.
Yeah, soon I'm going to make this card. You pick any card he wants to pick. And then I'll tell you which card is yours. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with that dude? He's a millionaire. Get that shit fixed. Jesus Christ, go to speech therapy. I don't see a naked woman, anything. What?
Magicians can't trust him.
No, they're shifty. They're fucking, it's all a big trick with them. But David Copperfield used to pull a lot of puss, I hear.
Yeah, back in the day.
That's the room. Sorry, we're totally off topic. Go ahead. So, bad boy of...
Actors that can't be an actor. Colin Farrell's got that one.
Colin Farrell, the bad boy of Hollywood.
Can't be in a boy band. You know, Donnie fucked that up with the New Kids.
Donnie Wahlberg, the bad boy of the New Kids. That's not saying much. Of being the bad boy of the most vanilla band
ever.
So, at
my work, you know, I'm like, okay, what can I do that I can be a fucking bad boy of that I know I can just take someone out on and at least for a day be the bad boy? So, my genius mind is like, all right, I can be a fucking poet. How hard can it be to become the bad boy of poetry for a day?
Is there somebody else that currently claims the title?
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned this because I just looked it up. I wanted to make sure because I can't take the title if there already is somebody. There is somebody. I'm going to fucking take this guy out and I'll prove it tonight. There's a guy in San Francisco. His name is August Kleinzainer, I believe. I don't know how to pronounce it, just what it says in the internet. But according to Google, he is the bad boy of poetry. Although I'm saying he's not because according to his website, the dude's 58. And he's a bad boy because he writes about Volvo driving professors. That's a fucking lame ass. But see, the beauty of
Volvo.
Sorry.
I used to be a Volvo driver. It's true. Test drove a couple, took them back, didn't
but
like
see
them.
That in the poetry world, that probably would be enough right there to make him a fucking badass.
Yeah, but see, like,
they all write about peace and flowers and nature and
that's not enough to make you like a badass though. Like Rodman, like, colored his hair, got all these tattoos, all these piercings, used to fucking elbow people in the
right,
eye.
Right.
Colin Farrell gets in fights and fucks other people's women.
Wives.
Yeah, just finger cuffs them. And then
I thought that was just because he was Irish.
No. There's no such thing as a bad boy in Ireland. They're all just kind of...
They don't all do that?
Just... Wee-hee.
Yeah, the thing that unites them all, though, would be like if you're a girl, you would not want to date this guy and bring him home to mom.
But you'd
want to
fuck
but
it.
They all do.
Oh, right,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
and
what
then,
a bad boy is.
You know, Donnie Wahlberg was
the guy
bad
that scares
boy.
Moms.
Yeah, he was the bad boy because he was the one that was fucking urban.
He lit his motel room on fire. I remember that when I was a little kid. I thought that was fucking badass. I still remember that. That was like fucking 20 years ago.
That's because he was the only one that was old enough to buy matches. That's fucking why he was able to light his motel room on fire. Who else did you had? Okay, so Donnie Wahlberg could beat them all out because he was, you know, the only
one. He originated it, right?
Yeah, but
now every boy band has to have a. But I don't, bad boy.
I don't think saying I don't believe in universities teaching poetry and I hate Volvo driving professors. That's not even bad enough to be a bad boy.
Right.
Well,
so well,
he's not a boy anymore either.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
True.
58. That's 58. That's an old man. Come on.
That's kind of you start calling somebody.
Although
a bad
if you're
boy
an 8
year
old chick and you bring him a 58 year old dude, I'm sure mom's not gonna be too impressed with that.
But she's not gonna say, "Hey, why are you bringing home the bad boy?" She's gonna be like, "Where did those old balls come from?"
Exactly.
Actually, even of elderly, I give that to Keith Richards probably. Maybe even Sean Connery a close second. So
Sean
he wouldn't even be the bad boy of elderly people.
Boy of
yeah, Sean
he's,
Connery. Yeah.
He's the bad boy
and he's
art.
Fucking and Sean Connery is a fucking whack job now. Like he lives in like a like a townhouse or something. And so like he shares he owns floors of this building. It's, you know, it's not like around here where you just buy a house. It's like he owns several floors of this building. And so he has neighbors that own other floors of this building. And he was doing all this fucking remodeling and like punching holes in the fucking floor and being like, "You just tried to shoot me. I'm fucking Sean Connery." It was ridiculous. He had this big feud with his fucking neighbors, and this renovation project was supposed to be over in like 6 months. It's gone on for like 3 years. And he's just basically like, "Fuck you." He's lost his goddamn mind. So yeah. So Sean Connery is the bad boy of life.
Maybe he's the cantankerous.
Yeah. Because after you reach a certain age, you can't be a bad boy anymore. I think that's kind of what we're
trying
to get to.
Yeah.
He's cantankerous.
So poet is the cantankerous.
He's not old enough to be cantankerous. Maybe
malcontent.
Yeah, he's the malcontent of poetry. But don't you kind of have to be malcontent to write poetry for a living? I mean, are there any successful poets that write about happy things?
A lot of Poe might be, you know.
Poe, what did he write about that was happy?
No, I'm just saying that is like my idea was for to be a badass at poetry, you write poems about something that no one would ever write a poem about.
Right. But I'm saying that we're trying to find a name for this guy who you're stealing his title. You're taking his title, right?
Right.
So what is his title going to be? Because he's obviously not a boy anymore.
He'll be the fucking bad boy wannabe.
Yeah, but he can't be a boy. He's 58.
We'll call him Deuce.
El Duce. But he's obviously he's got to be German, right?
Yeah.
So is Einzwei. He's Daivai.
Well, then if he's from San Francisco too, you know, if he's talking about rich people, it's one of the most expensive places in the entire world to live.
Right, but you know
so
how
I'm
you
sure
pay your rent there, don't
he's
you?
Going off on
shot to the jaw. That's how you pay your rent in San Francisco. Take one right in the fucking keister.
So yeah, this dude has no right to call himself the fucking bad boy poetry.
All
right,
so how are you going to do it?
Well, I sat down and wrote a bunch of fucking badass haikus. My reasoning is haikus are always about peace and love and nature and harmless, innocent things that make girls smile and cry and stupid shit. So okay. I was like, all right, I'm going to flip this on its head, write a haiku about really fucked up shit that you would not want to normally write a haiku about. Right. Now if I go to poetry reading, people, like, my goal was to, like, write a poem that's, like, so offending and awful that I get punched in the face or kicked out of a poetry slam.
Okay, now a haiku, it's, like, five syllables,
seven, five.
Okay, right. So here's what we're going to do. I see that you've got, like, 10 of them there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to do them all at once. We're going to do, like, 3 of them. And then we're going to go and talk about some other stuff. And then we'll just keep... Okay, now it's time for a Weller haiku. All right?
No, he's the bad boy of poetry. You tell us when it's time to put your...
I don't fucking tell the man what to do, bitch.
But can you be... You can't be the man if you're a bad boy. You have to be anti-establishment if you're a bad boy. It's the definition of the fucking term.
Here's an empty beer bottle. When you want to read your poem, smack Zach in the head with it.
Nah, dude, I got my ass beat last week. We're not doing that again. I just said, nah, dude. What is wrong with me? I'm white and I grew up in fucking
in the
suburbs.
You're the bad boy of English language.
Yeah, I'm the bad boy. No, I'm the bad boy of urban street gangs. Because, see, I have to be the opposite. In order to be the bad boy, you have to be the opposite. So I'm the fucking whitest guy in the world. And I'm all like, gee, guys, you want to go whack a homie? So that's me. So
you're
I'm the bad
white.
Boy. I'm beige.
he's got that bottle. You
dude, I don't want to get hit in the head of the bottle. You already fucking broke my arm last week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, plausible deniability, bitch. All right, All right. So hit us with maybe one or two.
None of these have titles. Maybe I'll come with them later, but as of now, I'll just call them numbers. They don't have a title as of yet.
You can email us a suitable title at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com.
That works.
Call this intrigue number one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and then remind me about the logo design contest after you do your things, because we need to talk about that.
We already know who won.
Well, yeah, I know, but I have some more information regarding
Is it misinformation?
No, it's true information. Oh, okay. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. Go ahead and read your haikus, and then I've got some stuff to talk about. So go ahead.
All right, this is haiku number one to prove my badass poetry skills. Little boy's Kool-Aid stand, thirsty and without money, punch face, grab a drink.
That's beautiful.
That is fucking awesome,
that
man.
That is beautiful.
That is awesome.
All right. Number two.
These are in no particular order.
Right? No. This is the order that I wrote them in.
Okay.
Girlfriend takes my kiss, taste of her mom on my lips, the best revenge ever.
Dude, that's six syllables.
No, it's not.
The best revenge ever. Six syllables. Just say best revenge ever. Take the off there.
No, the best revenge ever is five.
The best revenge ever.
Ever's only one.
No, ever's two.
Ever's
ever.
One.
Ever's one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ever? No, yeah. I think it's
you don't
ever.
Say ever.
Ever.
It's ever.
I think it's two syllables.
No.
Email our answer to this information podcast.
Okay, take off the if yeah, ever's
best
two.
Revenge
best
ever.
Revenge ever.
I think it is. It's ever. Yeah.
What's number three?
Number three. Too many elderly, car approaches, give a push, tell police she slipped.
Jesus Christ.
I would like, I'm obviously going to die. I'm obviously going to die for both of you. I want you to put that on my grave.
I want to nominate this right now
so
as the
August,
best.
Fuck you. I just punked you out.
The best misinformation segment
I'm just
ever.
Getting warmed up to.
This is fucking awesome. Congratulations, sir. This is.
August is going down. He's now the former.
We've got a new bad boy of poetry.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Should we just call you the bad boy of haiku?
Yeah, let's start out as bad boy haiku, and then you have to earn your stripes.
Got it.
What other kinds of poetry is it? What is it called?
There's Shakespeare right in?
Sonnet?
Well, there's sonnet, yeah, and then there's, what is it? It's called, I don't know, I'm fucking retarded. I don't remember what
good
it's called.
Good call.
Yeah, so, wow, those are, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear the rest of them later in the show. So, JK emailed me back, and he emailed me his address.
Oh, he wants his glitter.
He said that he thinks that him and the wife could find some uses for the glitter, and I said, are you sure you want the glitter, or do you want something from the prize vault? And he said, surprise me.
Actually, I have news that a garage sale that I had, all my crappy shit, I actually made $100 off of it.
No shit. But you still
have
prize vault now.
Not everything was sold.
You still have prize vault stuff.
Yeah, I still have prize vault stuff.
And what were we giving away?
Oh, it was Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, and for the vagina thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to see any results from that, man. I really don't.
I don't think that one sold.
No. So he wants us. Would you rather send him the glitter, or would you rather. Do you have something else in mind? So you don't know JK. JK is a badass motherfucker, all right?
Is he the bad boy of...
He's the bad boy of the quick stop. he can kill like 17 different ways without making a sound. He's a bad mamma jamma, man. So I think glitter would be an awesome prize.
We'll hook him up.
Well, but
even if it's not glitter, there will be some glitter on it.
I can't wait. But yeah, so
what
I have
to... What
we
should do is take his prize to the titty bar and get some titty bar glitter on it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be fucking...
Just cool. As a fucking... Disclaimer, I was told we were going to the titty bar. That's why I'm here tonight. Somebody lied to me.
Who? I didn't say anything about titty bar, man.
Titty bar Madden, that's all I heard.
I said Madden, sure, but I didn't say shit about titty bar.
I heard titty bar.
You hear titty bar when somebody's like, hey, you want a sandwich? Which is fucking amazing for you, because usually the only thing you hear is sandwich.
Speaking of strip clubs, you know, I was just talking at work. We were bitching about how like the price of everything's fucking skyrocketing anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? There's one thing that hasn't changed in price for as long as I remember, the fucking strip club.
There's no inflation to titties.
You still get two titties for a buck.
That's a very good point.
We had some United Way come in. She's like, you can't get even a 20-ounce pop for a dollar. I'm like, wait a minute. I can get two tits in my face for a dollar. And then she's like, and that only a dollar a week is $52 a year. That's like nothing. I'm like, that's a fucking 104 tits. That's an amazing night.
Or a fucking sweet, sweet-ass private dance.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's fucking...
Two of them.
Wow. That's... Wow. You know, Weller, you have this amazing way of putting fucking things into perspective. You know?
And even with inflation, like, what are you going to do? Like, a buck and a quarter, buck 50? No, it's got up to two, but that's crazy. Nobody'd go anymore.
It's
fucking genius.
I always give two, though. I always give two because I feel bad just giving one.
I give two if they don't talk to me.
Well, I'll give them 10 if they shut the fuck up. Ever since I had that fucking conversation with that chick about the butthole and whatnot, I don't need to do that again.
I've given two, but it's always been at the end. Because I've got nothing sucks more than like the hot chick you're all into, and she just comes up, literally gives you a hug, and a second later takes your buck and walks away. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I don't feel like one's enough. When I better shut the fuck up because I'm going to screw it up for everybody. Because now I will inflate it by fucking talking about it. But
yeah,
like,
shut up.
I usually give two. I don't know. It's something I've always done.
So you tip.
I guess. Yeah, because, you know, taxes and whatnot. You know, so got to cover her spread. So
any strippers listening, little bald-head Ewok walks in, hit him up.
Oh, dude, they're all over me when I walk in because I smell of fucking desperation. Like, those bitches.
Failure and.
Oh, those bitches are fucking. They have a trained eye when it comes to somebody. That's why I always sit with my back to the stage. Because I try to trick them into thinking I'm gay so they don't fucking crawl all over me. Because they look at me and they're like, you George Costanza looking motherfucker, you obviously want to pay for poon. And then pretty soon they're all like, hey, you want to go in the back room? I got something special for you. And they try to offer me a fucking 8-ball and a blowjob. And I can't afford that shit, okay? That's an expensive night at the titty club. I just want to pay my $5 to get in and then maybe spread $10 around a little bit. That's all I want to do.
Go out and see Linda the Toothless Hooker.
She's not around. It's awesome. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Maybe we should go to the titty bar. No, I can't go to the titty bar tonight. We got other stuff to do. So Steven is a listener he's from the United Kingdom. He put us in his top friends. Remember we said put us in their MySpace top friends? We're at the fucking, looking at his MySpace right now, we're at the asshole end of
you
his...
You didn't say...
Yeah, you didn't say number one, but
right,
it's
we didn't,
up there.
We didn't, but we're behind a kid named Mick Fuckstick. Okay.
Maybe that's his real name.
We're behind the whole fucking show.
She looks kind of
We're
hot.
Behind Charlotte the Harlot. We're talking about somebody else, not Charlotte the Harlot. And someone named Rhymnoceros. Okay. These are the people that have beat us out. Okay. I
hope Rhymnoceros doesn't write fucking poems or I'm going to fucking whoop some ass.
Maybe they're all funnier than us.
He's probably the bad boy of children's poetry. He's the Rhymnoceros.
That's Dr. Seuss.
I got haikus on the lockdown, though.
That's Shel motherfucking Silverstein. He's the bad boy of children's poetry, I'll tell you. He used to write for Playboy. Did you know that? Shel Silverstein wrote for Playboy.
Titties and Playboy.
There are titties in Playboy, but they don't look like real titties. They look like cartoon titties. They're all colored
in. I don't care
what
kind of titties they are.
I like blemishes on my titties, man.
Actually, the Big Ten issue just came out. Not impressed. The girls from Iowa, not attractive at all.
Really?
Oh, really? No.
Because all the good-looking ones were fucking blowing Iowa after they came out with that miracle win last week against Iowa State.
Now's the time when you play the Iowa fight song in the background.
Now's the time when you suck my junk. How about that? How about that? Put the beer bottle down, man. It's already an unfair fight. Put the beer bottle down. Yeah. So
speaking of beer,
so we got to talk about Steven a little bit here. His real name's Steven, okay? He plays the bagpipes, okay?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. He plays the bagpipes in a bagpipe band. They just won a competition. This is the thing they won.
They have bagpipe bands?
Yeah, man. Yeah. These guys are fucking pimp, too. Like, they win shit.
Steven's the bad boy of bagpipe bands.
Yes, Steven is the bad boy of bagpipe bands. Bad boy of bagpipe bands. Yeah. What I thought was kind of funny is apparently he's working, he lives in Glasgow City. So, not only United Kingdom, but Scotland. He's Scottish.
Oh.
Yeah, and he plays the bagpipes. And I believe, in this picture, wearing a kilt. Steven's good shit, man. But what I thought was kind of funny is his nickname, Pugs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How ironic.
That's not ironic. That's coincidental.
Okay, how coincidental?
It's coincidental because, and don't throw shit at me, man. I'm just trying to teach you grammar. In high school, all through high school, my nickname was
Pug.
Pug. Yeah, so that's kind of a neat little coincidence.
Why don't you tell me why we called you Pug?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you can tell them or I can tell them.
Okay, well, I'll tell them the story as I like to remember it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll tell them the truth.
Okay, no, this is the truth. I wouldn't lie to our fucking listeners. In high school, I was the littlest out of all the guys in our group. I was a little scrappy young lad, right? And I was very tenacious, right? And what else is tenacious is a little pug dog, right? So they nicknamed me Pug in honor of the tenacious little pug dog that always backs up its friends in a fight and is kind of the hero of the day, right? So that's why my nickname's Pug.
No.
What?
Your nickname is Pug because we were at a girls' basketball game and I was sitting behind you with Hoser. And I said, look at him sitting there. He looks like a gigantic dick sitting there. One of our friends used to refer to his dick when he was younger as a puggin. The back of your head looks like a giant. You look like a giant walking penis, and you have for several years.
That's not how I remember it at all.
Yeah, you have repressed memories.
I wasn't bald in high school.
No, you look like a Brillo-headed dick.
Wow. Well,
I don't know if it was the shape of your hips looked like two balls or what, but. You look like a big penis.
Well, Steven, for your sake, I hope your nickname came from something a little cooler than that, because, wow, that's just, fuck you, all right? That's not.
I'm just saying.
I'm going with the little tough dog nickname. That
makes you feel better.
That's what I'm going for there.
You can be the bad boy of penis-shaped men.
You're an asshole. God damn it. I think it's time for another poetry break. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Number four. Drunk college co-ed. Fist leaves her ass. Nuts go in. Gypsy cabbage time.
Jesus Christ. That is my new favorite. I'm gonna go get you a beer.
I saw where it was going, and I still wanted to stick around for the ending. That's fucking pimp. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I'm glad I explained that in a previous episode, and if you didn't, check it out because that's a whole other story. But I'm not gonna go into that again.
And the episode entitled "Gypsy Cabbage."
That makes it even easier.
Yeah, that's easy. So, wow, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. Wow. You are a fucking poet laureate, sir.
I was like, this is my natural calling. I think I might quit my job and like do this professionally, like go on tour and shit.
Don't do that. Keep your job that pays you money. And then
chicks
write.
Like the bad boys.
That's fine. You know what else chicks like? Money. They like money.
Yeah, but the poet thing, like they take you in, they'll take you home and they'll cook and shit.
You watch too much television for a guy who doesn't have any cable. Because that's not the way the real world works, man. I'm telling you right now, chicks dig – the thing that they dig more than the bad boy that pisses off their parents is the dude with a lot of money that pisses off their parents. So you keep your fucking job, right? And then you write the shit on the side. That way you have the best of both worlds. You'd be pimping whores like you can't imagine. And then you know what you do when you're pimping some whores? You wear a fucking condom because that's what smart people do. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. So how many more of those you have?
I've got 9 total.
You got 9 total, and that was number 4?
Yep.
Go ahead and hit us with another one. Hit us with number 5.
All right, number 5. Bad head means no pay. Pimple punish, don't feel bad. Crack whores aren't people.
That one's dedicated to Amy Winehouse.
It's fucking awesome. Jesus Christ, we could just have a 30-minute episode where all that happens is Weller fucking reads his haikus.
Maybe we'll have a haiku spectacular.
Haiku spectacular. That's fucking great. I'm so proud of you.
Not quite as good as the Tessie spectacular, but.
Oh, fuck, yeah, because nothing gets pressed against my forehead today. That's fucking awesome. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like a hairy little tarantula.
Did you guys hear about Christina Applegate?
Yes.
She got her fucking boobs lopped off?
She had cancer.
Yeah, she.
Well, that would explain why, but yeah.
But double mastectomy. I just heard about it for the first time today.
She's getting replaced, I'm assuming.
It doesn't sound like it. It says 2 months after undergoing a double mastectomy. Shortly after receiving a diagnosis of breast cancer, Christina Applegate was on the set yesterday as filming of her ABC sitcom Samantha Who resumed. Applegate, who also appeared on the September 5th Stand Up to Cancer Telethon and plans to present at this Sunday's Emmy Awards, says she's cancer-free.
Well, that's good for her.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. But those are some tremendous titties.
She is... Yeah.
I think we need to have a moment of silence for Kelly Bundy's boobs. I guess that'll have to do it. Right? But, I'm not making fun of her having the cancer, but God, that was a tremendous fucking wreck.
Good for her beating the cancer.
Yeah, but I hope she gets them repaired. I hope she took some pictures so they could, like, redo them.
They save that shit sometimes. When I had my tonsils out, they put it in, like, a little glass and offered to me. I'm pretty sure
she ain't got her titties hanging out of a mammal in a jar, man.
You never know.
Wouldn't that be fucking awesome, though? Like, it looked like one of those fucking things that the boob things that they put on the outside around Halloween, you know?
It's like set it by your computer, you're like a stress reliever. As you're like getting stressed, just squeeze it and flick the nip a little bit, you know?
Suppose it still goes.
I'm sure it would.
We're going down. And see, the worst part is, like, I didn't intend to make fun of her, but that was very funny. But man, I just what a.
It's a sad day for the world.
I mean, normally you hear, like, when you heard about Nancy Reagan losing a titty.
Old titties.
You're like, those titties had seen all the days they needed to see.
I'd still fuck Nancy Reagan.
Dude. She's still alive.
I'd still fuck her anyway.
Is she still alive, though? I think she might be.
I think she's dead.
I think she died. I don't know. Maybe she... I don't know. I'm saying I'm, like, 40% sure she's dead.
No, keep talking. I don't think we need to run the bell or do the bell anymore, man.
We don't have a gong yet, I've noticed that.
Yeah, well, I tell you, if this would have been the gong show, we would have been fucking done a long time ago. I think she's still alive. We're Wikipedia-ing right now to see Nancy Reagan. Because it's a good thing she didn't die before, Ron.
I might be confused. Didn't Jackie O die? I might be thinking of Jackie O.
Oh, yeah, Jackie O has been dead for a while. She is still alive. She's 87 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
She probably hasn't been fucked in a long time.
Most likely not, but, what the fuck were we talking about before? Jackie O. Right. It's a good thing she didn't die before Ron, because he would have continually walked around the house asking where Nancy was.
Dude.
What?
That's funny.
Yeah. He was in a movie with the chimp, became a vegetable. So, there's that to talk about. We covered JK's bid for his prize, and we better fucking send it to him, or else there's going to be hell to pay.
We may have to deal with Carl again.
Fuck, dude, Carl. I'd rather deal with Carl than JK. JK.
Whoa. Could we possibly maybe have, like, a raffle in town and get enough money to send Carl? To JK?
Oh, I don't know, because that'll end up being like a fucking hired death thing.
Well, we could, like, have the actual stuff he's going to have, but give it to Carl, fly fucking Carl over there, and Carl will deliver the prize.
And then he just comes back after that?
Well, I don't know, that'd be even more money, but we can at least fly him over
there. We'll have to put a shot color or something on Carl.
I tell you, and when Carl takes one look at JK's old lady, he's not going to want to come back. She's a hot broad.
So maybe we should send her the bear mace first.
This is getting to be an expensive fucking prize patrol here.
No, we have a fundraiser.
Dude, it started out as a box of glitter, and now we're sending fucking weapons and plane tickets shit.
And hobos.
We don't fucking have that kind of money, man.
There are free clinics in town. I guarantee Carl's got some fucked up disease. Then we can have a legitimate banquet.
Called Make-A-Wish.
Exactly. People come in there. We make a whole shitload of money, just enough to fly the dude over to JK, deliver the present.
Fucking Carl's one dream is to meet Joe Hulan.
All we need is one of us to go on the news and be like, Carl's the nicest friend ever. I don't want him to die.
You know what? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Carl stabbed me. I'm not going on the
people that are sick or get lost, like we've said this before, they're always the nicest,
yeah,
best person in the world ever, always. And
you know what the funny thing is? JK's middle name, the K, is for Carl. No shit. No shit. He told me the other day. And then he originally had said Danger was his middle name. And I was like, man, that's two things we discussed in fucking detail in the last podcast. Carl and Weller being a dangerous fucking idiot by sticking it in his girlfriend without a fucking Jimmy on. He dropped her bottle opener. Why don't you bend over and get that?
I don't catch, bitch.
Why don't you bend over and get that?
Did you enjoy that candy bar I left on your pillow?
I sure do like that pretty bad. Let me see if I can rot something in it. Oh, yeah, right there. Right. Oh. I dropped a penny in your pocket.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so who is the fucking guy? Look at the, okay, we're opening our bottles with this, what's this, from Marlboro or something?
Yeah.
It's basically the size of a credit card, and it's just got a hole in it, an oval hole, and it opens your fucking bottle. It's a bottle opener. Whoever the fucking guy was that invented this is a goddamn genius.
And he's also probably a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking billionaire, and it's such a fucking, it's just a, all it is a rectangular piece of metal, a
you
flat
know
steel.
Best rich?
Who?
The Kaboom guy.
Kaboom?
The
cleaning stuff? Yeah. Billy
Mays?
I don't know. Billy Mays. Yeah. He's obviously rich enough to buy fucking hair dye, because you know that black ain't a natural color. You want that back?
Put it on the table.
All right. Put them on the glass. You remember that? Sir Mix-a-Lot? Put them on the glass?
No.
It was right after Baby got back. About titties. Titties! Yeah. Billy Mays is rich. Have you seen that fucking the ShamWow?
Yeah.
I want one of those fucking things, man. It's like it looks like a chamois, but it soaks up like a gallon and a half of fucking liquid.
And I would use one specifically for my nuts when I get out of the shower.
Aw, dude, no, ShamWow is bigger than your nuts. ShamWow is bigger than a rainstorm. ShamWow is tsunami.
I love the line too, and it's made in Germany. You don't have to make quality stuff over there.
Yeah, Germany makes great things like bigots. The fuck? You will use ShamWow and you will like it. And you will like it.
Well, if we had any German listeners, they're gone. Psh, psh, psh.
Like Weller didn't already ostracize them already?
Oh.
By saying he fucking hates their guts because they don't have Doritos?
He said he loved it.
Though. Hey, their beer. Oh. They can fucking take the Doritos. The beer is fucking good.
Really?
They gave the world beer.
Dude, I'm still drinking this.
My hat's off to that fucking country.
I'm still drinking this Smittix stuff.
I am of German descent. Actually.
As am I, so.
I'm not.
We don't know what.
They would have put me right in a fucking oven. I got
I
too much
you
pigment
be
to fucking.
Gitmo.
Oh, so it's like that now, is it? Now I should be at fucking Guantanamo? Me, Harold, and Kumar? Yeah? Is that how it's gonna be?
You're darker than both of them.
Motherfucker. I don't understand how this can be pronounced Smittix. There's an H and a W in there. Smittix apostrophe S.
Damn good beer.
It is good. It's excellent, but it's pronounced all fucking wrong.
Kind of like Guinness Light.
Yeah, it's sort of, if there were a Guinness Light, that's what I think it would taste similar to this. It goes down a lot easier. A lot like several girls that I dated in college.
Why always the sound effects?
You like that.
Everybody knows what a blowjob sounds like.
Not everybody.
What if you're deaf?
I guess it wouldn't work for her to talk dirty to you, huh?
It feels like that.
Oh, baby, give it to me. Cook my dick. Put it in your mouth.
Bear with your balls. Bear with your balls.
Would you guys, all right, if you find some chick, she's fucking smoking hot, but she's deaf. Would you date her if fucking her? She makes like the most weird fucking sounds ever.
In
like,
a minute. In a minute. I don't care. She brings like a dog.
If it would have been possible, I would have fucked the shit out of Helen Keller. Just to say I did. Because she's blind, so she obviously doesn't know whether I'm good looking or not. She can't hear shit, so I can be fucking on the phone while I'm drilling her. It doesn't matter.
Talking to your boys on the phone, yeah, I'm fucking dude, shit on Helen Keller.
Dude,
listen to this shit.
Yeah, I want to fucking throw it to a celebrity. I'm fucking, I got Helen Keller right in the dirty nuts right now.
Listen to this shit.
We don't believe for a second that it's Helen Keller. Oh, yeah, check this shit out. Water! That ain't water, bitch. That's cum. Since when's water sticking? We're going to hell. Yeah. Last time I told this many Helen Keller jokes, the next day I was hoarse. That's some fucked up shit. If that's not proof that there's a God and he's sensitive to people with special needs. Yeah. But, I've said this before and I've said it again, to quote Floyd J. Phillips, I'll stop making fun of retards when they stop doing funny shit.
Only he said it right the first time.
He had a lot of practice. It was his joke.
So now you're Carlos Mencia?
No, I gave him credit. Carlos, don't do that. Carlos just takes jokes about Jews and makes them about Mexicans and ta-da.
He does footnotes, though. If you stay whenever he leaves, he does like a three-hour thing of footnotes.
Of like, okay, this joke was thanks
Nobody knows about it because everybody just leaves. They assume it's over, but he actually comes back out like an half hour later and just does all the footnotes.
Does like a bibliography.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
He's full of shit. He doesn't fucking know. Jesus Christ. Don't believe anything this fucking mook says. Oh, wow. How did our lives get here is what I want to know. Fuck. Saw a thing on News of the Weird the other day about this guy. He has a 15-year-old daughter, and he had no idea she had a boyfriend. And in the middle of the night, he always gets up and lets the dog out at 4 in the morning. And apparently, the other day, he heard noises coming from his daughter's bedroom. So he goes to the garage where he was letting the dog out, grabs a fucking steel pipe, goes in her bedroom, finds a naked man standing on her bed, and fucking brains this guy with this pipe. Just beats him to a fucking pulp. Turns out, it's the fucking chick's boyfriend. Her 15-year-old boyfriend. He's been sneaking in for like a year and a half. Her dad never even knew she was dating this kid. So what happens to the dad? Gets put in jail.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. And also, it's why I'm glad I hopefully will never have daughters. Because if I ever walk into my son's room and there's a naked chick standing on his bed... I'm not gonna worry.
Pictures.
Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about his fucking well-being. I'm gonna be in there just long enough to give him a high five, and I'm backing back out the door. Fucking.
I have daughters, and just for anybody listening, if anybody shows up at my house, I'm not gonna waste time with a lead pipe.
Well, you know, and it would have been one thing.
I'm gonna hire Carl.
What if it is Carl?
Carl knows better.
Maybe Carl. Carl's hung like a donkey. You don't know.
I already ate Carl's sandwich.
Is that some kind of sexual metaphor?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
I literally took his hobo sandwich and ate it.
Is it a hobo sandwich because he's a homeless man? Or yes. Was it like a submarine sandwich?
It was because he's homeless.
Oh. But like, the thing is, if the kid would have just like went and introduced himself to the father on like a Wednesday and be like, I'd like to take your daughter out a couple times, and then the father walked in, saw him, and beat the shit out of him with a fucking pipe, then maybe I can see, okay, the father needs to
go
to jail.
Well, obviously the daughter didn't introduce her boyfriend for a reason. Probably because either the guy's a piece of shit or she's not supposed to be dating.
Right, well, his name was like fucking...
Lyle Lovett?
No, he had an ethnic name of some sort, but I don't know if... It was in Florida, so...
he got his Merry Christmas ass whooping early.
Yeah, he got his fucking Feliz Navidad, I believe, because I think he was probably Cuban. That's just... I'm guessing, because it was in Florida. We don't have any listeners in Florida, because it's just all old people and Cubans down there.
We have two listeners.
We have more than two, because we have the Puerto Rican...
And the guy that won the glitter. That's it.
No, and fucking Steven... The bad boy of bagpiping?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, man. Recognize.
Okay, we have three.
The two Irish.
We're fucking blowing up.
The yeah. Irish don't listen to
They
us.
Listen because I was just talking to Fitzy about it today.
They pretend to listen. How to make you feel better.
No, that's fucking, that's a hurtful thing to say. We have fans, man. We don't have very many, but we have fans. It's true. Hey, Ken Plume just picked up another fucking, another podcast and put it on the site.
Yeah, he hates
you. Yeah, he fucking hates our guts, man. Like, it's funny, it's like...
I think Weller and I could pull it off, but he don't like
you. No, he hates me. He
we'll make our own show.
It's like, hey,
we
welcome...
Use your ship?
Well, no! Hey, welcome to the newest Quick Stop podcast. And I was like, what the fuck? And what do they talk about? They talk about comics and pop culture and movies. And I'm like, what the fuck?
We're copying other guys. Why can't they copy us?
Well, but it's fine if I could have got on there. Saved a little fucking money.
We're not reliable.
We're reliable. Dude, we've done every week, except for, and then we skipped a week, and then we did a two-hour podcast to make up for it.
I came here because I was promised Titty Bar and Madden.
You'll have Madden. I guarantee you some Madden when we're done here. I guarantee it. We're definitely going to do some Madden.
That's not what
we should find a stripper that's willing to come on and, like, be on the show with us for an episode, just so we can ask questions.
I don't think the wife wants fucking strippers in the house.
It's for science, Zach.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we're going to the titty bar and we're going to say, hey, you want to come back to our house and be on a podcast? That's not going to fly.
Because first of all, the strippers in this town, not too bright. She's going to be like, a podcast? Well, that hurt. Like only
all three of you at once?
Only your pride. No, that's a tripod, you dumb bitch. Oh, fuck. You just tell her there's a fucking ham sandwich and an 8-ball of meth in it for her, and she'd be fucking down.
You're
on it like
Donkey Kong. Star Talk Karina coming.
Oh, she'd do it in a second. I think Rebecca would come be on the show.
See, that would work.
That would actually be a pretty interesting...
We'll just come up with a bunch of questions, and then when we get the questions, a good list going, straight. We'll have her on. And
yeah, because she's smart. She's not. She's a very intelligent girl.
She's spoken to me once, but I didn't hear a word she said.
Because you're looking at her jugs, aren't you?
I was looking
you?
At her boobs.
Yeah. No, she's actually...
I'm sorry, Rebecca, but I love your boobies.
Rebecca is a fucking sweetheart, and she's a very, very intelligent woman. So that would actually be an... We should...
If you want me to contribute at all while she's here, you're going to have to blindfold me.
Yeah, that is a serious fucking rack on that chick.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But, God, wouldn't that be interesting? We could just ask her questions about the business.
Right.
Like, ask her how she, you know, just, like, basically do, like, a fucking...
Funny shit that wouldn't happen.
Contact.
Horror story.
Fucking... But we could do a biography.
What she really thinks about guys and, yeah, all that stuff.
And it'd be nice because being that it's someone we know, like, no one would take it as
it's
we were, like...
someone we know, because if I knew her, I would talk to her all the time.
I can get you her fucking MySpace, dude. You can email her as much as you want.
I erased my MySpace today.
Did you really?
Yep.
Why?
I don't understand it in the inferior.
You did not. It's still there.
It takes 2 weeks to get down.
No, it doesn't.
That's what they said. When
they
I got my
fucking lied to you.
Email.
Why would you take your MySpace down, man?
Because I'm taking my Facebook down, too.
Why?
I don't understand the computers, and they infuriate me.
Dude, your face, you need
Welcome
that shit,
Welcome to the club,
man.
Adam.
I know people are stalking me on this motherfucker.
Stalking you?
Stalking me.
Why? Who would stalk you, dude?
Some fat kid get hater guy.
There's you right there. Oh, son of a bitch. You really did it.
Yeah.
All the fucking work I put into putting that thing together for you and you fucking erased it?
I forgot you did it.
You are a fucking son of a bitch. I put a lot of work in that.
We can do another one later.
No, fuck you. Do it yourself.
Okay.
You know what it's gonna look like? Poop. It's gonna look like poop.
It's not gonna look like anything because I'm not gonna do it.
Why would you do that, man?
Because that way I can dedicate more time to the misinformation MySpace page.
Dude, I'm not letting you anywhere near the fucking misinformation MySpace page.
I just like to look at that glorious design.
The glorious design by J.K. Hulon.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm clicking on it right now.
A box of glitter you should probably send.
That's fucking... That is just... I need to figure out how to change the background, though, because I'm not digging it anymore.
Why do you have a picture of a dude's junk on there?
It's fucking forward. Look at that. That's just... sexy. I do kind of want to talk to him and see if maybe he can put podcast at the bottom. You know?
Hey, who are they?
I don't know. Some chicks. It's like a fucking advertisement. They don't exist. They're not real people. They're like those fucking crack whores that Weller was writing haikus about. Speaking of Weller's haikus, hit us with a couple more, motherfucker. What do you got? How many more you got?
I'll go with two more and then we have two more for the end of the show.
Okay.
Number 6. Fuck the planet Earth. What's it done for me lately? I pour gas in lake.
Well, now we're going to be dead because the environmental terrorists are going to come after us.
I'm trying to cover like everything people that write haikus write about and just go the opposite way.
All right.
You think
so that was my anti-nature poem.
What?
So you think you get Rebecca to come over here? Not
just to come? To C-O-M-E, not C-U-M?
Right.
Either? Yes.
She's got spectacular boobs.
Yeah, she does. Fucking tremendous titties. I don't know that we could do it here. We could probably go somewhere and do it.
Panera Bread?
It could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be a place with high-speed internet. It could be anywhere. We'll look into this. Let's see how she'd feel about being a guest on the show, having an actual porn star on the show. That pretty much sums up what type of show we are. That we're the bad boys of podcasting.
That's fucking real shows have
huzzah,
shit like that. Yeah.
Huzzah, bad boys of podcasting. There it is. But I don't think you can give yourself a title. I don't think you can do that. I think everybody else has.
It's got to be given to you, but I'm just saying this is what I want. So by sharing these haikus to the world, hopefully someone out there will be like, hey, this dude really is the fucking baddest of haikus.
Right, right. Hit us with
number 7. This one is, I know she's changed a little bit, but I think you'll still understand it. Shave head, show your snatch. Let's make babies. I need cash. Crazy ass Britney. Nice. I do actually miss Crazy Brittany, though. She was annoying when I miss at her. First, but okay. Yeah, I enjoyed
is
when she was
gone?
In the crazy. She's normal again.
She's not being crazy.
Dude, you don't go from fucking crazy to normal in like a week.
She did.
Amy Winehouse wouldn't come out of our house to do this for her birthday.
No.
Because she was ugly. She just realized that she's ugly on her 25th birthday.
Oh, shit. That might be my fault. I sent her a friend request.
Maybe she was going to be a huge fan just every episode up until then. She's like, fuck these guys. Fuck them.
Fuck these guys. And fuck me. I'm never leaving my house
we
again.
Call her the
They're right.
Queen of crack whores.
Dude, she's an ugly
I
bitch.
I said I would fuck her on the show.
I
yeah.
would fuck her. If I had to have sex with a crack whore, it'd be her.
Oh. What the fuck?
No, she is definitely crack whore hot.
Crack whore hot, yes.
Yeah, she's crack whore hot.
Now, okay, dude, even she doesn't think she's hot.
She was having a bad day.
Show me a hotter crack
so
whore.
So I had a bad day.
Yeah, show me a hotter crack whore.
Well, that's...
Linda?
Dude, not, nobody knows who you're talking about.
You do.
Well, how the fuck would I know? Dude, that joke is so deep inside.
Agreed.
But you know
who I'm talking about.
I have an idea of who you're talking about. But that joke is so far inside, not only do the listeners not get it, Weller doesn't even get that joke.
That's fine.
That's how deep inside...
Fuck Weller. That joke, bad boy of poetry. He don't give a fuck.
That joke is deep inside like Tommy Lee on Pamela Anderson's Hep C Clitoris. Vulva.
Vulva.
All right. So that you got two more left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Titties.
How'd you get here tonight, Adam?
I drove.
You drive your truck?
I drove my truck. I was out on Big Smooth earlier.
All right. Big Smooth is Adam's motorcycle. What kind of motorcycle is it, Adam?
It's a Kawasaki.
Uh-huh.
It's a 1978 Dookie Brown Kawasaki.
How many cc's is that bad boy?
4 Hondo.
400 cc motorcycle. You're how tall?
6'3".
You weigh how much?
280.
Seriously, it's exactly like a fucking circus bear on a unicycle watching him fucking ride that thing. It is hilarious.
I do sit on the back seat. Nobody can ride with me. But I got some sweet ass highway pegs on it.
Do the fucking springs even work anymore on that thing?
Yeah.
He calls me at like 9:15. He's like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, I just came inside. I was outside playing with the boys. I was kind of wondering if maybe you're bored. I'd come over and play some Madden. I'm like, I'm going to hang out with Jenny for a little bit. Come over at 10:30. We'll record the show, and then we'll play Madden afterwards. Okay. Well,
go to the titty bar.
Well, I guess I never said that, man. You're hearing things. So he's like, well, I guess I'm just going to go fuck around on Big Smooth a little bit. I'm like, you're not going to ride that over here. Because if you get fucking drunk and then ride Big Smooth, they're going to
wind up with a motorcycle in my ass.
Oh, it's true, man. He's going to cough up a front tire. And the fucking handlebars are going to come out of his fucking ears.
Now, keep in mind, I'm 30 now. I learned how to ride a motorcycle when I was 27.
Right.
I learned on Big Smooth.
As did I.
Yes, I taught you how to ride on Big
but
Smooth.
But it fits me. It's actually
it's a little big for me.
Yeah. I need one of those fucking pocket rockets.
I got Big Smooth because if worse comes to worse and I'm going to crash, I can stand up.
And just let the
Big
motorcycle go. But in all fairness, you do have another motorcycle.
Bigger Smooth.
Even bigger Smooth. Yeah. Yeah. And how big is that one?
650.
Still little. I saw even bigger Smooth, and it was little.
You want to talk about inside jokes?
That one I did get.
We've got this buddy. His name's Earl. We call him Earl. His real name's Bob. He walked in on another one of our buddies in the shower with a chick once.
Railing his girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't his girlfriend. He was cheating on his girlfriend
with the chick
in the shower.
Right.
And Earl walks in on him, sees him, stands there for a good 45 seconds, mouth agape, like, and then he shuts the door and backs out.
They can't see you. It's radio.
I said, that means that's a mouth agape song. Sound. Dude, we're getting drunk, are we? It's fucking awesome. So Earl backs, shuts the door, backs out, turns to us and goes, I saw Steve's wiener. It was little.
Keep in mind, Earl is the same guy who tried to convince a girl to have sex with him because he had a big dick. He was grabbing his dick and yanking on it to the point of where it looked painful. It was
he was doing that fucking puppetry of the penis.
It was 2 feet in front of him. but pencil thin.
it was like you know when you
piece
take
spaghetti
when you take silly yes. When you take silly putty and you start spinning it through the air,
yeah,
and it just keeps getting longer and longer and longer until it breaks. Another 4 seconds, that fucker would have broke. Snap. Uh oh. Well, and I guess we should say in hindsight to for Steve, if anybody that knows him is listening, this was like 10 years ago. So it's not any girl he's been dating lately,
right,
or anything.
Right.
We were in high school.
When you hit like 24, your penis like doubles in size. So yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so there's that. Well, he made a kid, so obviously it got in there. Either that or it just spilled in. I don't know how it works, but yeah.
He wasn't using the pull-out method, right, Beathard?
Maybe she had a huge clit and it just looked different. I don't know. You can go with that way too.
That's okay.
I'm just saying. Right. I don't know. I'm just digging up for the guy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Well, women always say, women always claim, like, guys have small dicks and stuff. Maybe their vagina's huge.
Yeah, maybe he forgot to shave. Because that makes it look bigger too. If you shave in proportion, everything looks bigger.
It's not always the guy. I'll just say, leave it that way.
Sometimes maybe he just had a massive bush of pube hair.
I'm going to be honest. It's always me.
What do you mean it's always you?
I got a little dick, man.
No, you don't. And I know because I've talked to people. I dated a chick after you dated her, and I could get in there shoulders deep.
Before, like a fucking tent.
Before that, it was like a fucking
crawl there and go to sleep.
Yeah, before him, it was like a dime, and now I fucking like a hula hoop in there. She seriously for a diaphragm, she uses a sleeping bag. Yeah, that's thanks to you. That's.
But they all go crazy.
That's just how you picked them, man. You finally fucking mainstreamed out when you met your wife. You finally got a normal one. She listens.
I married way above her.
Okay. All right. It's like, holy shit, you're going to get us both killed. All right, so just be careful.
Are we talking about Rebecca again?
I'm wearing sandals with socks. Look at that. Ow! God, I'm inside, man. It's like wearing slippers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry. I kiss it.
Hugged?
Yeah. Asshole. All right, well, hit us with your last two. I mean, you. I got a Steve.
There's no laughing. We got bad ice hike. Go on with the haiku.
Finish up with your haiku. Wait, what's the plural of haiku?
Haikai? I don't know.
Haikai!
The Iowa Hawkeyes?
Get out of my house.
I'm just saying.
Get out of my fucking house.
You don't mean that. Make me.
There's a sandwich in the driveway. Alright, sorry.
Haikai 8. Work at tan salon, small cameras taking pictures, website pays my bills.
That's funny because that actually happened here. Was that you?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Guy was drilling holes in the wall at the tanning salon watching bitches change? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. That was like a year ago? A year and a half ago?
Man's a genius.
Yeah, he was a genius tying it up in jail.
There's websites fucking everywhere about that shit.
Oh,
so
fuck yeah.
It happens.
All right, is this your last one?
Last one.
Okay, hold on.
Should we save it?
No, fuck. He'll have more next week.
Oh, I'll write more.
We'll have a new section called Weller's Haiku Corner. All right.
Haikai 9. Neighbor's dog barking. Give it steak with rat poison. Now I get my sleep.
Jesus Christ. All I can fucking imagine is a little kid coming out and fighting the dog dead.
Fluffy! What's wrong with his mouth, Daddy?
Why is he burping foam? Is that his intestine? Oh, wow. Dude,
outstanding. I don't want to be premature, but I think you're the fucking bad boy of haiku.
Since when don't you want to be premature?
Because it happens all the time, and I'm getting a little disappointed in myself.
Don't worry, man. It happens to all guys.
As long as I have a day where I'm, like, the bad boy for even the day, that's fine.
I think you should keep writing. We're going to have Weller's poetry.
I can just look back and be like, you know, one day I was the fucking bad boy of haikus.
You know what would be nice? Do you know any musicians?
Not good ones.
Is it Eric a musician?
Eric plays guitar. Yeah, he plays guitar really well. But I'd like to have theme music. For Weller's Poetry Corner.
Like a little, like, guitar, like, interlude or something?
Yeah. It's our next listener contest. We're gonna have a section of the show, every week called Weller's Poetry Corner, and we would like you to submit your music. Okay, we don't care if it's like Casio keyboard or guitar, full band, John Williams Orchestra, whatever. Just check it out. Make a little wave file or an MP3 file, preferably.
Nice little jingle, so our fans know what's coming up.
Yeah, you know, like it's Weller's Poetry Corner.
Will that, will that get a prize from the prize vault?
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, this is going to take some work. So I tell you what, we'll set the deadline for, what's the date today?
Halloween.
Is it the 15th, 16th?
It's 16th. You think 2 weeks is too short?
Yeah.
So should we do Halloween?
By Halloween.
By Halloween, by Halloween, we need a theme song for Weller's Poetry Corner, okay? You can send them either to misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. We have a Gmail account now.
What is Gmail?
Gmail's the fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We're not talking about how I got it, but we have one now. or send it to misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com. I would recommend sending it to the Gmail account because it's easier to transfer files on Gmail.
And we can store them there forever.
Yeah. So misinformationpodcast@gmail.com for the files. And you know what? You can start sending your emails there too. That's fine. That way we'll check one account, misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Anything you'd like to add, Adam?
You can get Rebecca to come.
COME or CUM?
I don't care.
Yes. Next. Weller, anything?
I'm pretty much tapped out.
How about we, any listeners? Going to Halloween parties, have Halloween costumes.
Oh, send us your pictures send of your Halloween picture. Costume. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Send
That'll
your pictures.
Be in the prize vault.
Yeah, we'll send you the best costume as voted. The best costume as voted by our listeners. Send in all your costumes. Have your costume submissions by Halloween, okay? And then we'll have a vote actually by the week after Halloween because there's late Halloween costume parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So let's say by November 15th. Have all your costumes, your pictures taken and your costumes and send them in. And then we'll have the listeners vote. We'll either post them on the Podbean site or at quickstopentertainment.com/forums in the podcast thread, Misinformation.
Nudity encouraged. If you're a chick.
We can't do nudity because if we put it in the Misinformation thread, we can't put it in there. Because we have to put it in the not safe for work thread. Then we'd have to...
They can send
it
to Gmail and we'll enjoy it personally.
Well, if I tell you, if there's nudity.
The uncensored to Gmail, censored to.
If there's some nudity, you're probably going to get a prize. I'm just saying. We like naked chicks.
It'll have a special signature on it when it gets.
Yeah. Did he write this in whiteout? No.
All three of them signed it. That's disgusting.
That's weird. And this last guy, he's got a shaky penmanship.
I got a palsy.
I was excited. Yeah. So there's that. We're totally fucking out of time, though. So
maybe we can get Rebecca to sign it.
We probably could. We could probably work something out.
I didn't know you had that kind of clout with her.
Dude, I've known these people for like 5 years. They're good friends of mine.
Will she show me her boobs?
Dude. No. She doesn't like you. She told me something about that once. I don't know. I don't know if she's still into showing her boobs. I don't know.
Could she at least like draw a picture of them and show us the picture?
Absolutely. She's got
a
website.
That's good enough for me.
If we can get her on the show, she'll probably pimp her website and we'll get to see her boobs on her website.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so there you go. Everybody can be happy. They can meet our porn star friend and everything will be great.
All right.
So the Halloween contest by November 15th, the jingle for Weller's Poetry Corner by Halloween itself.
Yeah.
And that should pretty much fucking do it, shouldn't it? JK, your shit's in the mail. All right, I'm leaving it up to Weller, so it'll probably be a little slow.
It's not
slow.
In the mail, but it's coming.
Yeah, it's a figure speech.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's this week's Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
And I'm not supposed to be here.
I love you.
True Iron Man of rap, dropping this big metal hammer. Now that's true metal. Posse up.
Yeah.
August Kleinzahler, old balls and shitty poems. Fuck you, I'm badass.
What the fuck?